Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
It's not that it's impossible to approach the Super Bowl in any other form of verse. Consider, for example, the sonnet. I once wrote a Super Bowl sonnet. It began, "That time of year thou mayest today behold, when chili dogs and beer the table bears, when future wages have been bought and sold, and bookies move the line and pull their hairs." Okay, so far, right? But the problem was you couldn't hear the next 10 lines. Shakespeare's rattling bones were making too much noise as he spun in his grave. But what about a verse form more obviously suited to commenting on a diversion? Because large and loaded down with fol-de-rol and fighter jets as the Super Bowl is, it is still a game. So what about commenting on it via a limerick? That would seem to be an appropriately frivolous strategy. There once was a player named Brady, and his coach did some stuff that was shady. But as long as they won, it was still lots of fun for Tom Brady and also his lady. Not too bad. That one's a tad risque and might have some appeal even to folks who don't follow football, as long as they're fans of pop culture. It's easy to suppose that maybe there is something to partnering the big game with limericks. Some fans like the game for its passes, and they say as they fill up their glasses, "This game is a thrill," and they try not to spill or fall down on their great big fat, see, well, there's sort of the problem, isn't it, with a lot of limericks? They're not appropriate for a family show. So when we attempt to explore the poetic side of this year's Super Bowl on Saturday's Only a Game, we'll be returning to the familiar territory of the haiku. Dark desert waiting, game bursts upon it, blazing, selling beer and cars. See, one of the great things about haiku is that the ancients who practiced that art have a sense of humor, or else they're more polite than Shakespeare, and if they spin in their graves, they do it quietly.